Okay, Carlos, getting set. Mets and Yankees Subway Series round two in the Bronx. Just want to start, though, with Christian Scott. What is the latest on him?
Yeah, UCL sprain. You know, we're still waiting for, you know, some of the doctors to take a look at the imaging and, you know, what are we dealing here with. So, again, that just happened. The MRI took place today. So we still got to wait. So, obviously, not the news you want to hear, but we just got to wait.
Was it something that he came to you during the start, or was this something that popped up afterwards?
Yeah, it was afterwards. You know, we took him out after that fourth inning. He didn't say anything while he was pitching. And then after the fact, he mentioned something like he was a little achy with his elbow, but didn't think much of it. And then the next day when he woke up, he was still sore. So that's when we were like, okay, we got to do something here. So we waited. Obviously, some of the doctors, I think, took a look at him in Miami, but we were waiting to get back here to New York and MRI, obviously. So we're still waiting.
Last night, the travel plans for the New York Mets were certainly interrupted. 3 hours on the tarmac in Miami. Jose Quintana was not supposed to be on that flight last night because he's starting today. Usually the starting pitcher gets sent on a commercial flight the day before, but when he showed up on the flight, I think everyone was a little bit perplexed. It's kind of like an old school minor league day today for him, I guess. You know, bus rolls in at 6 a.m. You're starting that day. So how's he feeling going into this one?
Yeah, he's feeling pretty good. I checked with him. He actually slept while we were on the runway for 3 hours plus, you know, the whole time we were in the air. So, yeah, it's one of those where that's part of the grind, you know, part of the 162 where, you know, at some point you're going to be facing some challenges. And we went through it this morning. But look, you're playing the Yankees, you're playing Yankee Stadium. Once 7:08 starts, you know, comes, we'll be ready to go.
Now, he's working with Luis Torrens today. He's usually been working with Francisco Alvarez. So what's the decision making there? Because I know Alvarez is not in the starting lineup today.
Yeah, no, I think it's just the late arrival, you know, especially with catchers. After that game last night and then us arriving late this morning, I wasn't going to, you know, put Alvi there. So I'm pretty comfortable with Torrens catching Quintana. I know they're going to be on the same page. They've been having conversations. Luis been watching the way them two they have been working. So no concerns there at all.
So with Christian Scott going on the injured list, Alex Young is now brought up. A recent waiver claim came over. It was with the Giants and with the Reds. How interested are you to kind of see somebody that you hope might help you down the stretch, especially in that bullpen?
Yeah, 100%. Another arm that David and his staff added, talking about the depth, and now here we are, you know, testing another guy, a guy with experience, throw strikes, lefty, move the ball, the two seam, the changeup. So yeah, he'll get an opportunity, and I'm excited to watch him.
Sure, it's kind of cool to walk back in here today for you. I know you're wearing blue and orange these days when you walk into this building, but what's the last couple hours been? Just kind of seeing some old friends.
Yeah, it's definitely weird, you know, coming to the stadium here, going to the visiting side, but always good to see so many familiar faces, a lot of people that you develop relationships throughout the year, whether it's, you know, stadium operation, people that work here, the grounds crew. So it's been really good to see some of the familiar faces, and yeah, but a different feeling for sure.
All right, a well-caffeinated Mets team ready to go today. Thanks, Carlos.
That's right.